Good morning, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Inside Out Insights. We're here with our host, Philip Jones, on the other side of the microphone to ask some of the questions that we received over the past week. Good morning, Philip. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great and happy to be here. Let's get started on some of our questions. It must be difficult to stay positive while incarcerated. How do you stay positive, Philip?
I'm a realist, first and foremost, so I always keep it real. I don't always stay positive, and I don't always know how to stay positive in an environment like this. I do my best. Most people who've been incarcerated, especially as long as I have, they have all kinds of mental health issues, anxiety, depression, you name it, stemming from their traumas. And so, how do I try to stay positive? It's by surrounding myself with positive people, talking to my loved ones, my family on the phone, going on visits, and moving myself from circumstances where I feel highly stressed. That's usually how I stay positive.
One of our listeners would like to know, how did you come up with the idea for this podcast?
Good question. Most people by now know that I started off with a team called Team Philip when I was preparing myself to release, to get out on parole. And so I was trying to, get all of the support that I could. So I built a network. In that network, we used to have like meetings talking about various issues. We used to hold panels of discussion on certain topics like mental health in prison. So we did one and it was so successful. We got a lot of great feedback that people wanted to hear more. So one of my buddies, Chris, he asked me, why don't we start a podcast? And I was like, how and why? And, so we discussed it and the team talked about it. And next thing you know, the wall behind and beyond was born. And we haven't looked back since.
Another one of our younger listeners asked, are historic events a big deal in prisons? And the example that she gave with the question was September 11th.
9/11, I remember. I'll use that one as an example. I was in the Supermax, and I had a TV. Because when you go in the Supermax, at first you don't get a TV. It's 23/7. But after a while being in there, you can earn your way to a TV. So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching the news, and I'm watching some program. It was so long ago. Next thing you know, they break into the program and they're showing the Twin Towers. And I see an airplane crash right in front. It's live, right? And so I'm like, what? And I'm thinking I'm seeing things. And then a few minutes later, I see another plane crash into the next tower. And by that time, it was on every TV station. The whole prison was in an uproar. Everybody was like, man, turn it, watch the TV. It's all over the place. Man, they're attacking us. That kind of thing. So all the COs started running to our doors because they wanted to see it too. So they started turning our TVs to face the doors because officers was at our doors. Just, they didn't even know what was going on. They're getting phone calls all over the place. It was just crazy. I don't know what was happening in the other prisons outside of that, but where I was in the Supermax at the time, that was a big, big deal. Yeah, those things affect our environment in a huge way in prison.
So one of the questions that we've actually received a couple of times now is, if you could give advice to a young man who is growing up like you did, what would that advice be?
Thank you for that question. I think that's an excellent question. When I think about what advice I would have wanted someone to give me when I was young, it would have been to value education. Place education at the top of your priority list. No matter what is happening in your life, you got to find your way to school. With education, you can find your way out of no way. And when you got nothing, it can sometimes be the difference between success and failure. Also, I would tell a young man, you got to be your own man. Be a leader. Don't be influenced by peer pressure. I would also tell a young man, you should do to others what you would want others to do to you. That's the golden rule. And if you have no role models in your life or around you, ask yourself before you take an action, what is the end game? If your end game has no positive outcome, then abandon it and take the opposite course.
I want to thank you for that answer, Philip. It was compelling and it was real. It's clear that young people who are facing some of the adversity that you did could really benefit from your wisdom. I understand that you're working on a second book related to this topic. Can you tell us briefly about this work and when your listeners can expect for it to be released?
Yeah, of course. Thank you. I got a new book coming out. It's a workbook also. It's called From Risk to Resilience. It's a gang prevention manual so that we can help prevent young people from going down the path that I did. And I'm in the book, I'm going to be talking about the pitfalls of joining gangs. What is the root causes for why young people join gangs, and what's some solutions that we can put forward so that the kids don't end up in this circumstance. It's going to lead them either to jail, prison, or death, you know? So look for that. It should be coming out any day. We're putting the finishing touches on it right now. Remember, From Risk to Resilience, coming your way soon in a bookstore near you.
That sounds like incredible work, Philip, and we're looking forward to being able to get a copy of that soon. Please join us next week for another episode where we talk about legislation, the new legislative session, and the impact this is going to have on incarcerated men and women across the country. Until then, stay tuned, subscribe, and hit that bell for notification of upcoming content.